I do wonder why we're having a hearing a week after companies basically have had a take-it-or-leave-it scenario thrust before them. The airing of some of these concerns would have been much more productive if they were not happening after the fact. As the department likes to point out, all 16 companies did sign the new SRA. But the signing of the agreement should not imply that the companies agree with the terms. If a company did not sign the document, the company would simply cease to exist, and thousands of jobs, of people would be out of jobs. A number of troubling items have arisen out of this standard renegotiation agreement, and I think this committee needs to take a serious look at the precedent that this renegotiation has set, and whether Congress needs to set stronger parameters of what changes can be made in future agreements. As the administrator will tell us, Congress gave the department discretion to renegotiate this agreement. But I'm not sure that these wholesale changes were envisioned when that discretion was given in the 2008 Farm Bill. And as one of our witnesses points out today, this power of the purse is and should be reserved to Congress. This duty was usurped by the department in this case. In the field hearing the chairman held this spring, the importance of the crop insurance program to producers was reiterated time and time again. I worry that these huge cuts might imperil the delivery system that our producers depend upon. In the 2008 Farm Bill, Congress made cuts to the program totaling around $6 billion. I don't think anyone involved in those negotiations thought that less than 2 years later, the department would again cut such a massive sum of money out of a program our producers depend on so with such intensity. I also worry that the department, in response to a letter from one of our producer groups, said, and I quote, USDA remains open and willing to engage with the relevant congressional committees to achieve crop insurance reform in a way that addresses the baseline concerns, unquote. Simply put, the department failed in that regard, as a vast majority, if not all, of the cuts in the program have vanished from the baseline. Yes, gone from the baseline. In addition, I worry about some of the last-minute provisions to the agreement, including the hard cap on agent commissions, limiting the ability of companies to sue, and a change in the A&O formula that generally affects my great state of Oklahoma. I do, though, commend Administrator Murphy, though, as he has consistently been upfront and engaging in this process. I appreciate the open lines of communication that he and his office have shown to the members of this committee. I believe you were given an almost impossible job, sir, and you performed admirably considering everything.